Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Crazy Faith.
Speak the Word.
Saints, I feel in my spirit that I needed to share these things with you so that you can be prepared for whatever the devil sends your way, and you can rest assured that he has just begun to try to destroy us.
Amen.
But we have nothing to fear.
Amen.
We have nothing to fear. If sometimes you feel, get tempted, you don't have to be afraid, but you get tempted to be afraid sometimes. But just because the enemy tempts you to be doubtful or fearful doesn't mean that you have to receive it.
Amen.
The Bible says don't fret, nor be anxious for anything.
Amen.
But through prayer and supplication, seek Him and He'll give you peace.
Amen.
We have nothing to fear. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? For if God be for us, who can be against us? I know a month or two ago, I was invited to speak down in North Carolina, and at that time, and still is, I guess, I don't know, because I don't keep up with the virus. I don't think about the virus. I don't keep up with it.
Amen.
Got invited to speak down there, and it was worse there, it seemed, than anywhere. I was tempted not to go. But then the Lord brought that verse back to me, that He has no favor in those that draw back. So I went. Delivered the word.
Amen.
Came back, and here I am again today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, you have to, I'm not saying be foolish. God give you a brain.
Amen.
He give you wisdom.
Amen.
Don't do things just because you want to do them.
Mm.
Only do them if the Lord tells you. And you'll know in your spirit if He's the one that's letting you know, because like He let me know, He'll let you know too. However, like I said, we must be about the Lord's work, bringing in the lost while there's still time. In John chapter 4, verse 35, in the God Word translation, He says, don't you say, and this was a question mark. John was asking Him, He said, don't you say that in 4 months the harvest will be here? He said, but I'm telling you to look and see. He said, the fields are ready to be harvested now. Brothers and sisters, what better time than now when the whole world is hurting and in so much pain and so much confusion and in so much fear, with so many that have lost their way and don't even know our Lord.
Yes.
Today, so many people don't even, like I said, believe in a final day of judgment. You hear people making fun of Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think there's a hell and a heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But I got news for you. They're going to find out.
Amen.
They might not find out while they're on this earth, but they will find out. John 16:8 says, and He, talking about Jesus, Jesus was the one that was talking, said, when He comes, we'll convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And I'd like to declare to you today, in case you didn't know it, there is a revival spirit which is sweeping our world today. We are realizing a move of God that He has promised would come. He has been promising this, and it is coming. One more thing before I close. Saints, did you know that your name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you.
Amen.
According to Luke 10:20,
you.
Your name, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your name is now listed in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you,
isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
To know that your name is in that book and that no one can take it out. And the day when Jesus comes back, unless your name is in that book, you're not going.
Amen.
You need to have your name in that Lamb's
Amen.
Book of Life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He says in Luke 10:18 in the God Word translation, Jesus said, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
Yes.
And he said, I have given you authority
yes.
to trample on snakes and scorpions
yes.
and to destroy the enemy's power.
Amen.
He says, and nothing, he says, can hurt you. Jesus says, however, don't be happy that evil spirits obey you. I mean, that's just a natural thing. Because they have to obey you. He tells you that in Luke 10:19, that the evil spirits are subject to you. In other words, any evil spirit, whether it's fear, doubt, any spirit, fear is a spirit.
Amen.
Doubt is a fear. All kinds of spirits. Sexual spirit, all kinds of spirits.
Oh, yes.
But all these spirits are subject to you.
Amen.
He said, don't be excited about the fact that these spirits are subject to you.
Mm.
He says, but be happy
Amen.
That your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, so be happy, saints. Be happy
Hallelujah.
That your name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And like I said, I didn't come to preach a hell and damnation message. But I do know that you've got to preach what the Lord gives you. I do know that I would not want to be disobedient.
Amen.
And I really would not want my name to disappear
Amen.
Out of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
You know, but people have to know. And I'm sure that all of you in here today already know the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that your names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there's millions of people that's going to hear this message that their names are not listed in the Lamb's Book of Life at this point that don't know Jesus. So when you're not, I'm not only preaching to you. People are going to hear this word. All of you are participating in getting the gospel out because you allow me to come in here and preach this word. So that others can benefit from this word. So this is what I'm saying. Everybody can participate. You don't have to be in India or Pakistan or wherever. All you have to do is to help somebody else that's trying to be there. I don't have to be there to preach the word, but I do have to have help
Amen.
In getting the word out. But I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is so heavy in here today.
Hallelujah.
His presence is so heavy. His angels are standing behind me. You can't see them, but His angels are standing behind me with their swords drawn, watching over God's word to make sure that it gets out. And you are a part of it. And you're a part of it. And God sees that. And God blesses you for that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as He said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God.
Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you for this awesome word that you have blessed me with. And Father God, I thank you that every time I speak, you continue to take the spirit of fear of man off of me. I thank you, God, that you continue to replace it with a spirit of boldness. And I thank you, Father, for the people here. Thank you, Lord, for the word that went out today. I thank you, Father, not only did the ones in here hear it, but millions of other people are going to hear this word and going to be blessed by this word. Father God, I speak blessings over this congregation. I speak blessings over it. Father, I pray that if there's anybody in here that's that needs any help in their fight, and maybe they're experiencing a financial difficulty, I don't know. Only you know these things, Father. But if anybody in here experiencing this, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll open up the windows, your windows, Father, and pour out blessings on them that they'll not have room to keep it all. And Father, I pray too, if there's anybody in here with any kind of affliction in their bodies, any kind of pain in their bodies, yes. Right now in the name of Jesus and on the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, I speak to that pain. I speak to that foul infliction that the devil has put on them. And I come against that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. You foul demonic spirit of pain and affliction, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to flee their bodies and to flee it right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to go now and not return in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for anybody in here that's wrestling with fear. We take authority over that spirit of fear. We bind it up. We bind up that spirit of fear. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to go now in Jesus' name. The doubt, we bind you up in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that the God we serve is an almighty, powerful God, that there is nothing too hard for, nothing too difficult for. And Father, I pray today that those that are in here today, for their faithfulness, for coming, I pray, Father God, that you will bless them in a special way, Lord, and that they will know where that blessing came from. Yes. And again, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory, for it's in the name of Jesus I praise you and I thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.